Lost her hands. She was in the ocean. She lost her hands because she was trying to pet a shark.
What?
Yeah. These are wild animals, folks. They are called wild for a reason.
I just don't have anything to say about that because...
Yeah. Yeah. She was trying to pet a shark. And
that just makes you want to agree with Darwin and...
Yes. Yeah.
Theory of selective... Yeah.
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. Sometimes you just got to let people blow their hair dry with a blow dryer while they're in the bathtub. Sometimes you just got to let them do it. Because we don't need that. We don't need that in the gene pool. Okay. That's going to get us in trouble.
That's, yeah. We're canceled.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 169 of Design a Cornbread Podcast.
Holly sounds like she is on National Public Radio.
That's my goal. We're going to talk really low and quiet. I do love that. I listen to it like to go to bed sometimes. So anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode. You're here again. We're here again. I have new life and energy in my body a little bit this week. So, that's very exciting for me.
That is.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. Why isn't this letting me do? I'm sorry, I'm trying to play with settings. But anyway, I'm not going to worry about that. Yeah, I don't even know what day it is. Second week of January? Is that what we're doing?
It is.
Okay.
It is January 12th.
Okay, that's right. That sounds right.
12th. And it currently for us is Monday. When this drops, it will be Thursday. Mm-hmm. For everyone listening to us. So weekend is a coming, y'all.
But I know it's really exciting because we get on here and record and then we talk about like our weekend and last week. And then it's like, but really already when people hear it, it's time for another weekend. So we're just all about weekends.
I am all about weekends. I'm just gonna tell you, I am all about some weekends.
We love a good weekend. We're trying to learn to live. You're not doing like the coaching program is telling me. We're supposed to, we're living our whole...
Embrace
wonderful self every day. We're bringing our very best.
Your coach doesn't teach high school.
that's a true fact. That is a true fact. Oh my goodness. Well, what's going on with you? Anything? Did you do anything fun this week or weekend or?
Oh, I have some stories.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I have some stories.
Okay.
So listen, I may have said this, but a dear family friend of ours passed away. She was 98 years old, and she was the epitome of a steel magnolia. Mm. I mean, she was the perfect Southern lady, but she also had a bit of a wild side to her.
That's what makes a perfect steel magnolia.
Right, right. So right. I go to her funeral. I'm sitting there. Y'all may have heard me talk about Miss Betty. She's the one that had wine time and she would always have me cook for, you know, I just need you to cook one thing. And then by the time that wine time got here, I was doing like a 7-course meal on all the polished silver and, you know.
You got to do it right, Joni.
I know.
You got to do it right.
Yes. And you're going to do it right with Miss Betty. So yes, a little, I just need you to cook one thing. Favor turned into a lot most of the time. So loved her dearly, though. My whole family did. And so we're sitting at her funeral, and the preacher stood up, and he said, you know, you hear this phrase a lot of she lights up a room when she enters it. And he said, for Miss Betty, that is a perfect description. Mm-hmm. He said, she honestly would light up a room when she would enter it. And he said, I loved watching Miss Betty walk toward me because I knew I was in for something good. And he said, usually it bordered on inappropriate, but I knew it was going to be good. And I was sitting there going, oh, Oh, I hope somebody says that at my funeral.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry.
So, anyway, but that was just Miss Betty. She was just delightful. But her ex-daughter-in-law went to camp with us. And I was actually her counselor at camp years and years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And so I told my mom was hanging around feeding the family. And I said, Mom, I don't know if she will show up or not. Maybe she'll come for the kids. I don't know. You know, that's always when you're not married anymore. That's just a sticky situation. Right. You don't know whether to go or not go or any of that. So, but I said, if she comes and shows up, if you need a talking point, I was her camp counselor at Zorgnog. And so mom said, oh, great, great, good. That's good to know. So her daughter was there. She was not there. Her daughter was there. And her name is Mary Morgan. And mom comes up to Mary Morgan and she said, now my daughter was your mother's camp counselor. And the little girl, or she wasn't little, she's grown, but she said, oh, it's Soaringhawk. And mom said, yeah, Camp Soaringhawk. And she said, I actually have a story. I have a camp story. And mother said, I'd love to hear it.
Oh, no.
So mom calls me just laughing. And she's telling me, she said, so Mary Morgan said, my dad wanted to name me Mary Margaret. And my mother said, absolutely not. Y'all, Holly and I are laughing because, you know, camp, you have legends. You have people who are complete characters. Mary Margaret was a character. And by her own admission, she will tell
you. For sure. Absolutely. We're not talking behind her back. Yeah.
Yes. No. Oh, no. I picked up the phone and called her immediately.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm sure you already told her this. Oh, so, they wouldn't name her child.
So she said, absolutely not. And, you know, and her husband was like, why not? I love Mary Margaret. And then she said, no. She said, there was this girl at camp named Mary Margaret. And she said, her horse would bite my horse all the time. Oh. And that girl would just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Oh, no. It was a horse feud.
Yes, it was a horse feud. And she said, and she just was not very nice about it.
Okay.
Well, I am dying.
That'll do it.
I picked up the phone and I called Mary Margaret. And I said, M Square, there is a child that is not named Mary Margaret because of you.
There's one less Mary Margaret in the world because of your behavior, M Squared. And Baby Doll. Was she a baby doll? Did she ride Baby Doll? Who'd she ride?
I don't remember.
She's going to kick me in the teeth if I don't get that right.
But yes, but so M Squared busted out laughing and she said, there is no telling what I did to that girl. She said, and I probably put peanut butter on that horse's butt.
I was going to say, she might have smeared a little Snickers on there or something. Yeah, yeah. M Squared.
So Mary Margaret was not to be. It was Mary Morgan now.
Okay.
So
okay. That is actually hilarious. Who would know that you'd get that? See, guys, we could make a devotional out of it. We could make a spiritual story about our influence and our legacy in the world and our actions. And let me just say, first of all, too, how glad is all of Gen X that we didn't have these dang phones when we were growing up?
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Oh, 100%.
Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know, and you're not going to know.
So, okay, so here's Mary Margaret story part two.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a little jealous of this, and you're going to be too.
Oh, boy.
So, y'all, Mary Margaret, maybe I shouldn't say names, but I'm going to.
Well, be careful. Don't get us in trouble.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Mary Margaret is married to Dave Neal, who is an ESPN commentator. So, I mean, he has the gift of gab. He is, you know, that's his job is to talk. And Mary Margaret, being Mary Margaret, says, I have to tell you about the Christmas gift that Dave gave me. He gave her a tabletop red light. I mean, stoplight. It's got the red, the yellow, and green.
No.
So she can put it on whatever light for him to be able to talk to her. Oh. And she said, I had to yellow light him today.
She had to give him the yellow light.
Approach with caution.
Slow yellow down.
Slow down,
Bucky.
I said, I'm going to need a link to that.
You really, honest to God, you really do. I will buy you that for some trip coming for something. I'll get that for you. Is it big or is it just like a cute little, like
it's a tabletop.
Like so, it just sits on there.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Joni, that would be a life changer for you. Like at dinner or stuff, you can just like give him a little light and be like,
stay on red all the time.
you gotta have him let him have a little green, a little yellow.
But I thought that's great. So, guys, if y'all watch sports, if you especially SEC sports, and you see Dave Neal, just know that he gave his wife the ultimate Christmas.
And if you see him in person, you can go up to him and say, "Hey, Mary Margaret says you're a yellow light. You're on yellow light. You're a red light right now."
I thought if I go to a Mississippi State basketball game that I know that he's going to call.
We'll make a sign.
I'm taking a big picture. You know, those big head cutout pictures. One of Mary Margaret's head and
Lord.
Two of a stoplight with just a big red.
He's going to call security and think you're some kind of crazed stalker after my wife. He's going to be like, well, this woman has my wife's picture and mm-hmm. yeah. He's gonna think that for sure.
Stalking him square. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, we're really stalking her. We're not really stalking him. No, we're not stalking anybody. I just take all that back.
Margaret.
That is the greatest. I love that. I love that
right.
when just a blast from the past like that, and it's just so hilarious.
I mean, and Mary Morgan going, absolutely not. I mean, I was dying.
I was dying as soon as you said it. I'm like, oh.
So, okay, so here's my next story.
Okay.
Okay, so I have done a lot of workout videos over the years. And even, you know, in high school, I had the vinyl record. It was called Firm Believer and Firm Believer Advanced.
What the heck is that?
Okay.
I need you to tell me about that.
Yes. Oh, it was great. It was great. I did it every day.
Firm Believer?
Firm Believer. Yeah, it was an exercise. I mean, they walked you through the exercise. You had Christian music behind it and all of that.
Gosh.
Listen, I worked it.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the whole name of that. And I would like to see the cover of that record at some point.
Well, you're in for a real treat
there. Oh, boy.
But so anyway, and then I've done like beach body workout, all these things that, you know, you've gone, now they're on DVDs and stuff. Well, the stupid technology mm-hmm. continues. And, you know, for all this, it's smart TV, it's smart this, it's smart that. Y'all, things were so much easier 30 years ago. So used to, you could just pop in a VCR or a DVD and it would just automatically start playing. You didn't have to do all
click
that.
Well, five buttons.
Now it's like, okay, you got to plug in this cord. Well, you're going to take it out when you're done because it's not going to do whatever. So you got to plug in this cord and then you're going to have to change the source and you're going to have to, this is not Mm-mm. easier than it was.
Oh, no,
years.
No, it's not easier.
So I don't know how to do it. It frustrates. As soon as I learn how to do something, they go and change something.
Exactly.
Ron changes something. And so I'm just tired of it. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm scrolling through somewhere, I see somebody selling a Firm Believer vinyl album. And I thought, I'm getting it.
Oh my gosh.
I bought it.
Are you going to make me do this? Do I need to buy tights?
Yes.
And a leotard?
And leggings and leotards. Yes.
Oh, I'll do it.
I bought it. And so I learned something. One, I'm not as flexible as I was in high school.
Well, welcome to reality, Joni.
I just want you to, I mean, I remember doing, I did this all the time.
Yep.
I remember every movement. I remember everything of it.
Oh my
I
gosh.
I just can't do it anymore. Like one of them, you put your feet together and then you bring your nose, the soles of your feet together and you bring your nose to the floor.
Some of us could never do that, but.
Oh, listen, I remember. And then as you advance, then you spread those legs, you know, like scissor out.
Okay,
and then you put your nose on the floor.
Oh.
I used to get down, put my whole face down on the floor. That was painful.
Yeah.
And then, and the cool down, you have to lay on your back. And then, you know, you're kind of raising your legs and scissor, you know, these things. Then they said, put your feet behind your head. And I went, oh, I forgot about that.
Oh.
And even then, even in high school, there was kind of, you know, I'd have to kind of rob it, but I'd get those feet back there.
Oh, see, and that's the annoyance of you having short legs too. Let me tell you what, that'll never happen.
And then you had to like lower your knee to your left ear, lower your knee to your right ear, oh, this gosh. Kind of thing. Holly, I couldn't get those feet back behind my head anymore. Well, I couldn't do it. I rocked and rocked and rocked, and I could not get my feet behind my head.
Why are you surprised by this?
I don't know.
I mean, when's the last time you did that?
1987.
Okay, so the fact that it's been over 35 years and you haven't done that, of course you can't do it. But maybe if you kept at it, maybe you could get back there, but maybe not.
Maybe. Well, I'm just going to tell you there's a big difference between 16 and 56.
Well, that's true. That difference is about 30, whatever. I can't math. 26, 36, 45, 40 years. 40 years. That's the difference right there. 40 years. But you've grown in wisdom and in the knowledge of the Lord. So,
and I do know how to run a vinyl record machine.
That's exactly right. Well, speaking of that, that topic brings me to something that I wanted to chit-chat about in my annoyance of things.
Okay.
Okay, so this goes into a project that I'm going to work on that I'm happy with, but it's dealing with photographs. Let me tell you what. Us, the Gen X age generation, the world has a lot to answer to us for the way they've changed how we do photographs and pictures. Like, we can't keep, in our lifetime, we've gone from slides and movie projector. Like, that's really, we didn't even print a ton. At least my mother was a good amateur photographer, and so was her father. So they did slides, and we had the slide. We had the individual feed machine. We had the carousel. We had movies on the movie projector with the film, with the thing. And that was, let me just say, too, y'all have missed out if you hadn't had a night of getting your movie screen out in your living room and doing slides. I would ask for that. I would love that. We'd turn out all the lights, and we'd just grab a couple, few boxes of whatever, and we'd watch
movies. So we had the movie reel, too.
Movies, yep.
And I'm telling you, you're not living until you're watching your homemade movie, and then all of a sudden, you see it start to melt on screen.
Oh, I was always afraid of that, but we had good, thank God. But I knew how to work that. I knew how to work all the slide things, how to do all that. And then we moved from that to getting into more prints and, you know, printing stuff, which that's a pretty basic analog, you know, but then we got into video cameras. So you've got the little tapes.
I forgot the Polaroids.
Oh, well, Polaroids. Yeah, they were, yes. Polaroids. My other grandpa had those. And again, that's very easy to do. Hmm? But you've got your Polaroids, and then you've got your video cameras and the different sizes of the tapes and the Hi-8 and the this and the that. And then we decided we were going to discs. So then we got to do the disc, or you had to get your videotapes onto the bigger videotape to go in your videotape machine. And then you had to do discs and CDs. And then you get to the computer and the phone and the thumb drive and the thing. And I'm like, guys, we've had enough. We've had enough. We've gone through enough transitions of just, and now we're to this point, we're in our 50s, right? And we're trying to figure out how to deal with pictures, and we just are brain dead. They're just all on our phone, and we don't know what to do with them because there's not a set. It's overwhelming. And we've got all these things. We've got all this different technology. When I get all my parents, all that stuff eventually, I mean, thank goodness, I'm sure they've got the machine still back there, but like, I don't know. I just was thinking about that. I'm like, the amount of change we've had to go through to adapt, to learn all that. And I'm not saying, again, I'm not anti-technology. I mean, it's fantastic. We can take pictures on our phones and do all that. It's fantastic. But it's like, how do we get to where we can see them? And different people have different methods, and I've, you know, whatever. So the thing that I just decided to do this year, I saw a little ad for a company. It's called Inkify, and you can do any, what I just get overwhelmed by it. Okay. I get very, you know, it's very overwhelming, but so this is just a service. It was very easy to use. You upload, your pictures off your phone, because again, that's where our pictures are. And then I had to go and do Tim's off of his, because, you know, we have different pictures and different things. But I decided, okay, I'm going to get those pictures off of there and send them to this thing to print. I should have brought them up here for you. They're on like little, they're mini prints, and they're on like 2x3 little cards. Okay. So they've got, you can do the portrait, or you can do another order with your landscape, and you can adjust things in there. But it's just like this little deck of like 2x3 of all your pictures that you want. And I saw that and it just really appealed to me. I was like, oh, something about that just felt kind of cool. Like not, right. Huh?
It felt right.
And like not having to decide on what sizes and all the different things. I just have this deck of cards from our year of pictures, right? And then I got a really simple album, a 3-ring binder scrapbook album with the page protectors, you know, and then I can insert pages and I'll put it on the paper. But I'm just going to do a yearbook. I'm going to call it our family yearbook or our yearbook, which of course, none of this is any kind of brilliant idea. I'm just sharing. I think I found a way that sounds appealing to me and doable for me to actually do it. Because also, you got to remember, we lived through creative memories.
Yes.
Okay. When we were having babies, it was the height of creative memories. So we were supposed to do these beautiful, elaborate scrapbooks. I mean, Thatcher has his baby book. Avery, nope. Hudson, nope. But I did a bunch of family. I did do a bunch in that time, but it was fun. I mean, it was fun, but it's a lot. I don't want to do all that. So I just got a nice 8.5 by 11 book, whatever. And I'm just going to, it's going to be like a photo album / scrapbook in the sense of like, I can just write on that paper. I can write the dates. I can write where we were. I can journal a little bit there. I can stick in a ticket, you know, to something or a program cover. Or it's just like, it's a place for me to collect the mementos and pictures of our year. And I'm really excited about it because it just feels doable to me. And it was fun to look back through the pictures. And again, I don't want to think really hot and heavy about, I mean, I'll make it look nice, but I don't want to overthink like what layout. And then again, when you're not dealing with different pictures and different sizes and what, you know, you can just kind of scrapbook it up, do some writing, I've got a little stencil pack that I can kind of make squares and I can make little things that if I want to write in or make little whatever or title, I can do all that. But I can keep it really simple, glue whatever in there, stick whatever in there, put my year in review that I wrote out of just kind of everything we did that year. As I went through my pictures, I wrote that out. I think I talked about that. Stick that in there and be done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can do that. And then I think after I do 2025, I think I will go ahead and go back this year if I get to it and do 2024 and just start to maybe, you know, but I think it's important to start where you are.
You are. Yes. Yeah.
And then that way you can at least keep up.
Yeah. I had thought about doing that, like, you know, those like Snapfish or some of those photograph companies.
Yep.
They have where you can make books.
Yes, you can just send it to them and they'll print it for you.
And do the layout, you do whatever. And I've thought every year, okay, I want to do that for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I never have done it. I don't know.
I know.
But some of it too. And the problem with our phones is I have pictures on mine.
Yep.
Ron has pictures on his. You have pictures on yours.
That's true. I got a lot of you.
And the boys have pictures, and it's because we'll be somewhere and I'm like, oh, you got your phone out. You take it.
And that's why it's important, like throughout the year, if you can just remember to have them text things to you after you're done, because then you can go back in your text. Because I had to do that a few. I'm like, I thought I had pictures of this. And I was like, oh, someone took that and sent. So I want to be better about, you know, making sure people text me those right away and I get them. But you're right. The thing, because Avery and I were talking about it today, because she's done a couple of those books, you know, and those are great. And those come out. And I like to do those for like a trip or something, you know, like it's a really limited kind of time that you're covering. But she was like, it took me forever. And see, she and I are the same because she had to think about the layout and the sizes and the picture. I want this one in big and this one in little. And then she'd forget and find a picture later that needed to go in there.
Right.
And she's like, it took me a long time. She's like, I may switch to like what you're
and
doing.
And they're expensive. Yeah.
They're expensive. They come out beautifully. I mean, they're very pretty. And I've done a couple of those, like I said, more for just like trips or, but even this idea for, but I loved the simplicity. I'm like, there's no decision on picture size and whatever. And I can just stick them in there wherever I want them. Very casual, very free. And I'm like, and I will have something to look at that will be fun to put together. I do like to, you know, do that, but I just didn't want it to be such an ordeal. I want to get it done. So that was my little, anyway, but then as I was doing it, I'm like, that's part of the problem is because our pictures are just like, we've had to go through so many things just to record our lives.
Yeah, I just don't know that, you know, all this technology was made to make things easier. And so far I have not found things to be easier.
No, it's just a different hard. We talk about that all the time. It's just pick your hard, pick what kind of hard you want.
I mean, look at your appliances. You know, I've got this washing machine. It breaks because the motherboard has gone out.
Right, because the whatever sensor.
So then I call a repairman and he's like, well, it's just going to be cheaper for you to just buy a washing machine.
They're like, we don't fix that.
What?
To fix that piece, to buy that new little whatever is, you know, $500.
Wait a second. And then I want to go, hold up, wait a second. I had my grandmother's washing machine.
Yep.
That lasted me through her washings to my married life, to me having babies until finally I went, okay, it's time, you know, it's time
Same.
To get a new
We washer. Had Tim's parents old hand-me-down washer and dryer till well after kids.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I bought a new stupid front loader.
Yep.
And I know people like them, but it smelled and stuff got mildewy and they're like, you have to clean the thing. I'm like, nope. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Give me an old, nope. So anyway, we're pretty much just grumpy old farts over here. But
yeah, I'm just saying it's not easier.
No, in fact, the other day it was great. It wasn't great, but Thatcher got frustrated with the smart TV. He's like, I don't know that it's easier. And I'm like, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. It's not.
It's not.
You know, if everything works perfectly, but by the time you figure out this, it's just a different here. I don't want to be an old fart. We're going to try to be positive in 2026. It's just a different hard. But like you said, the hard of the other is like, you know, I guess we had to store a lot of stuff. Like, right, you know, think about all the, you know.
All the pictures and stuff. All your videos,
all your, you know, tapes and all that. And you had to, you know, we had to kind of deal with that. But anyway, it's just a different kind of hard. And it just is what it is. Nothing's perfect. So there's a few things this year. I'll be interested to, you know, again, not news to anyone, but even especially with younger people and with my kids, for sure, I've seen, and we've talked about this, there's going to be a push to go a little more analog on some things this year. And and that's great. Let's just, you know, people have gotten so screened out that they kind of are realizing like, oh, wait, you know, how did people do this before? It was hilarious the other day, though. I guess it was several weeks or months ago, actually, but we were talking with the kids and this, I don't even know. Maybe you and I have already talked about this, but planning travel and trips back when we were kids growing up, our parents planned, you know, two trips to London, DC, you know, trips. Like, I'm like, how did they even do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really.
I will say that part is easier.
It weighs.
You know, to look up, just Google.
How did they know to, I mean, we had reservations for everything in England.
Yeah.
At here, we're going to stay here. Now, my mom was a big time, like she loved to research and loved to do all that. So that was kind of in her wheelhouse. But I'm like, where did you even, and they didn't use like a travel agent. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not really. And so it was like, how did you even find where to go? I mean, we'd roll up to this whatever manor and there we were and there's our reservation. And I'm like, you know, I didn't think a thing about it then.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how they did that. I don't know how they knew where the resources. I guess you had travel guides. I guess you bought those travel guide like books and they listed stuff
in there or, you know, whatever you used whatever.
I guess it was just books, but I'm telling you. So yeah, I'm not mad about how easy that is now. And I'll be honest, but anyway.
I just saw a reel, and I may have sent it to you, and it's a woman comedian, and she's standing there, and she said, I told my kids, I will give you $1,200 if you can tell me who was, I've forgotten what she said, but somebody who was in charge of England during World War II. But you can't use your phone. You can't use your computer. You have to use these encyclopedias. And she just had a set of encyclopedias. Her son immediately went to the W Encyclopedia.
Okay.
And she said, oh no, I'm in trouble.
I'm paying up.
I'm in trouble because I thought, well, he's going to look up World War II. She said, nope. He was trying to look up who was so-and-so.
No, like a question. Oh, I thought he was looking up like war or something.
Or, yeah, no, but no.
Who was?
He was looking for who was. Yeah.
Who was in charge of England?
Yeah. I missed some of it. So I don't know if she was talking about Churchill or she was talking about, you know, who she was.
Oh, my gosh.
I
know. Yeah. And, you know, that's just things are different. We know and we're glad we don't have to have a whole set of it, but I loved looking through the encyclopedia too. But I guess that's what scrolling is now, kind of, only it's
addictive.
Dumber. You see dumber stuff.
Yeah.
We see,
but now there are studies now showing that kids retain more when they handwrite.
Oh, well, that's been for forever.
When they read something on paper.
Yep. It activates different parts of the brain. I cannot tell you how many times that speech rolled out of my mouth homeschooling and doing school with my kids. Why do we have to? Because it activates a different part of your brain and gets it into a different place. When you hear it, when you write it, when you say it, it does something different. I don't know. Well, how do you know is what I'd always get.
Yeah.
And you know what I'd say? Well, I know, but if you would like to prove them otherwise, you can go look it up and you can write me a little essay about it.
Research paper.
You can write me a little essay on what your viewpoint on that is.
Yeah.
Nope. Never got a single dang essay.
Imagine
homeschool,
that.
Homeschool tips free for y'all. If they sass you and they think you're wrong, be like, oh, I'd love to have a 500-word essay on what your viewpoint is and what your sources are. Because they were always asking for source. You know, kid, well, where'd you hear that? I'm like, I read it. I read a study. I read a book. Where'd you hear it? Well, I don't know. Well, write me a thing and tell me where you heard it from.
Yeah.
I'll give you my sources, but... It shut them right up, y'all. Shut them right up. Yeah. In St. Louis news this week, there were reports, and I haven't heard the story, there are monkeys loose up in North St. Louis.
I saw that.
Did you see?
And
a goat.
And
a goat. And a goat. Y'all, St. Louis, we are okay.
Monkeys, they know where the monkeys came from?
I haven't seen any update on it today. I just saw it a little bit over the weekend and was kind of looking at the stories and, you know, they were just
those rabid ones from Mississippi,
they might be off that truck that rolled over. They could be. They could have easily gotten that far.
You got rabid monkeys running the streets of St. Louis.
Great. Well, one lady, again, the interviews with people, sometimes you're just like, I don't know. They look dangerous. Do you see those claws and those teeth? And I'm like,
that one.
And I mean, it's true. I would be afraid of she's like, that's a wild animal. I'm like, you're right.
It is. You're right.
You are 100% right. So
I also saw a thing where a woman lost her hands. She was in the ocean. She lost her hands because she was trying to pet a shark.
What?
Yeah. These are wild animals, folks. They are called wild for a reason.
I just don't have anything to say about that because...
Yeah. She was trying to pet a shark. And
that just makes you want to agree with Darwin and theory of selective
survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. Sometimes you just got to let people blow their hair dry with a blow dryer while they're in the bathtub. Sometimes you just got to let them do it because we don't need that. We don't need that in the gene pool. Okay. That's going to get us in trouble.
We're canceled.
No, I mean, you know, come on, people. It's kind of true. It's like I see those videos all, not all the time, but too. And it really actually irritates me. I'm a rule follower, and I'm a safety kind of person. So in general, unless the rule is stupid and I don't agree with it and there's no point to it, then I don't care. But like when they're at Yellowstone and all that, and they're just walking up to the buffalo, same thing. Like there's the herd of buffalo and people are getting out of their cars and going up. And I'm just like,
oh, it's a grizzly bear. Let's go.
I know. Oh, they're like, oh, it's a baby bear.
And you're
like, or the buffalo. I'm like, those things are, do you see, like, what are you doing? Like it doesn't, again, common sense needs to be happening and you don't need to take a picture. And that's the thing too. We all want selfies with everything. So they're like holding up their thing and there's a big buffalo behind them. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we ought to just let it happen. Cause anyway, Tim also, looking at something in our little laundry closet thing. And there was this bag of something. And I was asking Tim, I said, what's in that? Cause it looked like something new I hadn't seen. I said, well, what's in that little zip up canvas bag? He said, that's our walkie talkies. I said, okay. I said, well, what? He said, they're charging in there. Those are our emergency walkie-talkies. There's six of them in there. And I was like, well, that is great. And I said, okay. He said, you know, I'm just getting prepared. And I'm like, that's great. But who are we going to talk to if they're all in the bag here in our house? I don't know who we're going to talk to.
Will it reach? Will it reach across?
I don't know. I didn't look at him. He was trying. And I'm happy. Listen, we've talked about this.
Yep.
We like a little prep. I was not making fun of him, but just out of the blue, he had these walkie-talkies and they were charging and all six of them are in our house. So we can talk to each other. I guess he and I can just wander around and breaker 49.
Wait, do I get one?
I guess so. I guess I can just give you one. I assume the children are going to, but I don't, let me see how Tim's going to give those to our kids. And say, you got to keep this. You got to keep knowing where it is. You got to keep it charged.
Well, listen, for real. So, you know, I do my drills every semester. We got to go through the drills. And I always talk about the New Madrid fault and all, you know, all of that and the earthquake prep and emergency preparedness.
Yeah.
And not just earthquake. The firemen are coming Friday. So, I mean, not just earthquake, but I mean, we have floods. Matter of fact, in 2019, we had a huge, huge flood.
Yeah. And it was almost spring.
And it was so much water was coming that it was going to be the most we ever had. I mean, historical record. And they called our paper mill and said, hey, just letting you know, y'all are going to have to shut down for about a week. Water's going to get to this level. I forgot, but it was over 400 feet. And, they freaked out and they're like, look, we can't help. You're just going to close down for a week. I know there's nothing we can do. They're like, you don't understand. Our levees are not tall enough for that because they have these toxic ponds where they put their waste and all of that. And they said, our levees aren't tall enough to meet that.
Yeah.
And I think now this is just me. This is not anything. But I think that's when downtown Chattanooga flooded so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
I think they purposefully held more water back because of that, mm-hmm. because the firemen said that had it breached those levees and overflowed all that flowed into the river, that it would have been the worst ecological disaster that the South had ever seen.
Oh, dang. And
that Hardin County would have been uninhabitable for 60 years.
Well, I don't feel like they should have that stuff in those ponds.
So, well,
I feel like now, that's the answer to the problem.
They have now fixed that levee. It's goodbye, you know, around those things. Right. But so, I mean, we come close to so many disasters.
Sure.
Even just, you know, forget the earthquake. You've got the earthquake, but you've got floods, you've got ice storms, you've got all this.
Mm-hmm.
You've just got a lot that can go wrong. And so I always talk about just a little, you know, being a little prepared.
Yeah, of course.
I'm looking at the weather right now that we've had, and it was really thick fog the other day. And I thought, that's just odd. And I Googled, what does thick fog in January mean? And it says, and, you know, Google said a wet spring. A very wet spring. And I went, oh, this reminds me of 2019. Well, I went back and looked at the weather in 2019. Mm-hmm. It's almost the exact same pattern that we're seeing right now. 50s in January, a lot of rain. It looks like the same setup.
Yeah, because what happens is if, you know, the ground is so saturated already that it double doesn't have anywhere to go. So, well, that'll be in, I mean, you know, yeah, you're right. There's always something. And communication is actually one of those things that you, in the level of preparedness you do. So I wasn't making fun of his walkie-talkies. I was very happy he had them. But then I got to thinking, well, I don't know who we're going to talk to because they're all right here. But I digress. We'll figure something out. Speaking of year, okay, we talked last week a little bit and we've got a little bit of time here. So I think we can, I don't know if you thought of any, we talked last week about things that we might want to let go of in 2026. You know, we always make new resolutions and, you know, we kind of chatted about that. And, you know, you think about things you want to add and things you want to start. But I think there's also, it's just important to think about things that you want to let go of. So I don't know if you thought of anything, or I have a couple funny ones to get your brain going. So I have a couple funny things that I feel like as a culture, as a society, we need to let go of. Number one is girls and women doing what I'll call the potty squat in pictures.
Yes.
When the front row girls all go down and they look like they're about to do poop. Something in a potty. We need to be done with that. We need to let that go, girls. It looks ridiculous. You don't need to do that. And a whole picture comes up and all of you are doing the potty squat in the front. Just stand up. You don't need to be shorter. You can stand up tall and proud. You don't need to take up less space. You just stand up and don't do the potty squat anymore. It looks ridiculous. We're going to let that go. I think we could let go the weird whispering narration in like Instagram reels. Have you seen that where there's this weird trend? Hey, if you want to, blah, 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 and it grates on my nerves. And I immediately, I don't know why we're whispering. I don't know why, what's going on there. We can let go of that. We can let go of tall boots with short skirts. Guys, we need to let that go. Most 95%+ of you out there, myself included, you cannot do that.
They don't look good.
They don't look good. It breaks up your body in weird ways. There's a few of you that can carry it off. Those of you who can carry it off, you know, Godspeed. But we need to let go of the tall boots with the short, and then you've got your leg, and then you've got the skirt. We need to let go of that. And then I think then we also need to let go of clothes, especially Target was doing this year a lot. Clothes that look like lingerie, like a dress that looks like full-blown a slip that I had.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
With the lace on the top? Yes. I mean, they're pretty. And tops like that, that's like a camel sole. And that I could see you wearing under, but it's a full-blown, looks like a lingerie, like a nightie.
Yeah.
I'm like, we need to let go of that. That's pretty for being a nightie, but it's weird. And if you wear that short one of those with those tall boots.
I remember Bezos' wife at the inauguration.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Lord, yes. Come quickly. And then I let go of, this is one thing I let go of. I let go of my Monstera plant. Joni, I just let it go. Okay. I put that sucker outside in the summer and I just let it freeze and die. It was out of control and crazy and little leaves. And I never put it on a pole. Like I meant to get, they're supposed to climb. And it was so crazy and air roots were everywhere. And I just let it go. So I let go of my Monstera in 2025.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a few for you.
Okay. Ready? Give them to me. I'm ready.
I would like for us all to let go of the reaction reels.
Oh, good.
Where they're, you know, where I'm talking about, where they're showing a reel and you've got the side by picture of somebody watching it and making faces and.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with that. Because now we're watching, we're not just watching a thing, we're watching someone else watch a thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That needs to go. Mm-hmm. Fashion-wise, mm-hmm. I think it's time to let go of flesh-colored leggings.
That's been a long time that needed to go.
And we'll add football pants to that.
Oh, Lord, yes. No, we got to let go of it.
Especially, let me just get real ugly here, mm-hmm. because, you know, I'm in this. Especially if your legs and your rear end look like two raccoons wrestling in a bag of corn, you do not need flesh-colored leggings.
I can't even picture that, but I don't want to.
You do not need flesh-colored leggings.
No, nobody needs them. Nobody needs them. Nobody needs them. We want to be very assured that you have pants on.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay, so personally, I saw a reel, I guess, the other day. I don't know what to call them anymore. Is it a video? Is it a reel? Is it a meme? I don't know. But anyway.
We don't care.
I saw a thing that said, you get paid the same whether you stress out or you get your dive on. And I thought, I'm giving up stressing out. That's right. I'm getting paid whether I'm stressed out or not, or if I just have a good old vibe going.
That is 100% true. Mm-hmm. That is a good word. That's exactly right. You get paid the same.
I get paid the same, which also means I'm going to start saying no to some after school activities because I don't get paid for it. I don't get comp time for that.
Yeah.
I don't get, you know, nothing for that.
Yeah.
Except a lot of stress and exhaustion. And so.
That's good. That's good. That's a good, you know, just a couple things that's really good. I thought one that I had, and if you've got more, we can go back. But I'm going to try to let go and leave behind in 2026 as we go forward with expectations that I think other people have of me.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
My perceived, I say that because some of them might be accurate, you know, some they actually might be expectations of people if it's, you know, closer people or family. But mostly I think a lot of it's just my perceived, what I think they are thinking I should do or expect of me. So I'm going to try really hard because that causes a lot. That causes me. That just happens to be something that I've always, I think, struggled with and has been a challenge of just kind of wanting to meet the expectations.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's for good reasons. I'm not always saying that's a bad thing by any means. But, you know, as you kind of get to be a grown up and you're like, those can kind of cause you, even as other people, I mean, I'm talking even strangers.
Yeah.
I'm talking even people I don't know from Adam, you know, and somehow you have in your head, well, you know, and that's just true with all, you know, how we think we should be and, or whatever, how I don't know. I can't explain any better than that, but I think you get the idea. I'm going to really try to be, and I think the first step of that is just to be aware, to try to recognize it when I'm doing it, you know, and I start to feel that whatever and start to go, oh, I'm thinking that they think I should do this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try. You got any other ones? Or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. The only other one that I really thought of, because I mean, there's lots you can get rid of, but this is an actual physical getting rid of just possessions. I'm really, and I'm not going full bore, whatever, but I need and want to make actively, I'm getting rid of things that just don't serve me anymore. I don't use them and I don't need them. And, you know, for a long time in your life, I think a lot of that's age, obviously, as you get to this point in your life, because, you know, as you're kind of, when we're younger and then younger married and then new families, you're kind of collecting the things that you are going to want and need for life, right? Like you're sort of accumulating because you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to need that. Oh yeah. And here's decorations. Cause that'll be great. Well, we're going to need that. We don't have any. And so you collect and collect, but then you get to a certain point. You're like, Whoa.
Yeah. Too much.
Whoa. Back the truck up. Now it's time to go. This is what I love.
Back it up.
This is what I love. This is what I want to use. This is what, you know, brings me enjoyment. And just to be happy to make the efforts to get rid of that stuff. So, yeah, that's that. So very nice. Next week, before we get to your recipe, excuse me, we could talk maybe about if you have a word for this year. You may already. So I thought let's give us a couple weeks. And if we have words or thoughts of the year, I'd like to hit on our low-level goals next week. I've got a couple. And then if you have any predictions, any predictions for the world, culture, movie star, anything that you might have that you just want to share that you think might come true this year. So we'll talk about some of those next week.
Hey.
Joni's wheels are turning. She's like, oh. All right. Do you have a recipe for us?
I do. So if I say brown rice, what do you think?
Brown rice. What do you mean? Okay.
Well, I have a recipe for Miss Betty's. Here's a Miss Betty shout out since she just passed away. I have Miss Betty's recipe for brown rice.
Oh, okay.
But it is not brown rice like you and I would think.
Brown rice. Okay. So, does it have chocolate in it?
No.
Be very Southern on brand.
No. It's very good. This is actually one of my favorite, like, I can't stop eating it kind of things. So you need 1/2 cup of butter. You need one onion chopped, 1 cup of rice, 1/2 cup of mushrooms.
Oh, see, I love some mushroom in there.
And 2 cans of beef consomme.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah.
I could eat a whole pan of that.
So you're going to saute your onion and your rice in the butter. And then remove that from the heat and add your mushrooms in. And then you're going to put that in a 9 by 13 inch casserole dish.
Mm-hmm.
Pour your beef consomme over your rice. Bake it at 350 for an hour.
Yep.
Easy, simple, easy. And I'm telling you, it is, I cannot stop eating it.
I have a recipe that real similar to that I've made called mushroom rice, real similar. And I haven't made it in a long time, but that flavor, it's so good.
Yes.
Perfect side.
Yes. It is a great side. So that's it. Miss Betty's brown rice.
That is outstanding. I did talk to Avery today and I asked her, I said, hey, you got your little menu planned this week? She's so good. She said, yep. And she's going to go to the store. And she said, I'm making an Aunt Joni recipe this week. And I said, oh, which one? And she said, she's making the steak tortellini. She said, I must've gotten it from the designer cornbread. Cause it's not one that I've given to her. Did I tell you she put together a whole recipe book?
Oh, that's awesome. No.
She put together a whole 3-ring binder last year. And she asked me for certain family recipes and, you know, different things and any easy, good recipes that I just wanted to pass along. And then she put together this whole book. And then she made one for Hudson for his birthday last year.
Oh.
Now Thatcher's like, where's my book? She's like, well, your birthday's coming. But she made one for him just to like with all the, you know, just easy recipes, ones she likes and all that. And I was like, well, that was just real cute. But anyway, she's making your steak tortellini this week.
That is so good.
Okay. Are you ready for your top three?
Top three.
I am. I got to pull up my stuff. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Let's
bow,
see.
Chicka, bow, bow.
Okay. So one, I have these boots that I love. They are platform. I mean, like flat. They're by Cushion Air.
Oh.
You can get them on Amazon, but you've seen them. They're minor pink.
Oh, yeah. They're cute.
They're furry lined on the inside. Mm-hmm. And they've got all different colors from off-white to sand to black to gray. And you just never know, you know, when you order shoes from Amazon, I'm telling you, these are comfortable. They are warm. They are great winter boots.
They are very cute. I've seen you wear them a couple times and they're really cute ones too. Cause sometimes boots are like.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wear it. I've got a big pink poncho kind of thing that I wear with it.
I know. She's just adorable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me go back here. Okay. So in my family of origin, we don't have, not many people have had cancer. Not many people have done, you know, this disease or that disease, but it's the heart health. So I've seen this advertised and I don't know how to pronounce it. It is M-A-I-A. Maia? M-A-I-A.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay, so it is ceremonial, I can't even say it,
Cacao?
I don't, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Cocoa.
Ooh. Ceremonial cocoa?
Ceremonial cocoa. So this is supposed to be, it's unsweetened and it's starch. So you're not, I mean, if you're looking for like, you know, Swiss Miss, this ain't it.
There's no dehydrated mini marshmallows in there?
No dehydrated mini marshmallows. Nothing, but it's got all the flavanol and it's got some magnesium and all these things that are supposed to be really good for your circulation, your arterial health, your cardiovascular system. And I just got it. And I will tell you, I mean, I haven't had it enough to know, you know, hey, is my blood pressure going down? How's my blood sugar? What are my cholesterol look like? I don't know any of that yet. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that I just take it and I put it once a day. I put it in my coffee. Usually when I get home from school, I add a little, you know, cause I always put milk in my coffee and it is outstanding.
Really?
It is outstanding. It is really good.
Okay.
It's like a little mocha in your coffee, but it's got like 10 calories. I mean, no, because it's not sweetened. So you don't have a lot of added calories to that. So.
Yeah, that sounds good in the coffee, without adding sweet, just adding that cocoa flavor and the cream.
And it's all the flavanols in there. There's all these things in there. That, I mean, when you start going through like Dutch processed cocoa, it takes all that out. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so it's supposed to be very, very good.
Okay, I might have to look at that. That sounds interesting.
Okay, and my next one is I have found a show that I like on BritBox.
Oh.
And it is Shakespeare and Hathaway.
Oh, it is cute.
It is cute. It's a cute little mystery, fun.
Explain the premise.
So you've got two PIs, and one guy had been a PI for a very long time, and then he is Hathaway, right?
Yeah, Hathaway. I think so. Mm-hmm.
And then this woman named Shakespeare walks into his office, and somehow. I don't know if she hired him or if she was part of an investigation. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
A while ago. Anyway, somehow she starts working with him through this case. And then she just comes to his office after that first show and she said, hey, I'm going to be your partner. You know, I am now working with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they have a lot of back and forth and they have this little guy who's
I love the little assistant guy.
Little assistant guy, yeah. And he's
precious.
Wants to be an actor. And so he breaks into them anytime they need somebody to go, you know, undercover. He's
dress
like,
up and do some kind of foolishness.
Yes.
I haven't watched that in a long time. I'll have to go. I wonder how many do they have new seasons of that? I keep hoping they'll come out with more.
Yeah, I've got a new season now.
Okay, good. I might have to go back and it is. It's very light. It's not. You know,
it's not dark. It's not.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes things get real dark and it's not like that at all.
That's a good one.
It's just
that's
fun little stuff.
It is fun. Yay. Oh, those are very good. Thank you so much. You've got the delicious medicinal cocoa. I don't know what to call it.
Medicinal cocoa. It is medicinal cocoa. It's supposed to be. Anyway, we'll see. I'll try it and see. So
yeah, well, I bet you. I mean, they say lots of good things. It'll take, you know, over time. It'll be interesting to see how that affects things. So excellent. Well, those were very good top three. It's now like getting sunsetty outside and I'm looking out this window and the sky's kind of pink and I'm like, oh, it's almost time for bed. You're not even going to argue with me about that?
No, it is. It's getting lighter every day.
I know.
Lighter.
I know. It's good.
No,
it's good.
I do. I really, by the end, right now, because I kind of like dark.
Yeah.
You know, there's a peace to it. There's a con, like in October or November when it starts getting dark at night. It's like a, okay.
Because you feel like you don't have to go out. Right. You feel like you can just be like, I'm going to stay home.
You've had a bright summer. You've had all this. And then fall comes and things start to, you know, there's a calmness to it. But usually by the end of January is when I start checking my AccuWeather going, okay, what time is it going to be light? What time is sunset? When, you know, how much longer?
Interesting. Because that hits me usually by the first or second week of February is when I start to like fantasize like I need to go to the beach. Like I could just drive to a beach. Like I could just go do that. I might just go do that. And I threaten all every year. I'm like, and I don't.
Yeah, but I've even actually looked at a couple of like VRBO places for Valentine's weekend because President's Day falls on that Monday.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Every come February, I'm like,
Hey. I need some sunshine. Yeah.
So, yeah. I know. Well, that's just the way it is, guys. So, hope everyone's having a wonderful week. And we'll be back next week, talk a little more New Year's Eve kind of stuff and whatever else comes around. I'll let you know if I hear anything about the monkeys, you know, what's happened with them, if they got them, you know, what's going on. I don't even know. So, sorry, hopefully my throat will be better too. But until then, we'll talk to you then. Have a great week. Goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
Really pink outside. It's really pretty. And now I hear sirens.
Pink at night, sailors delight.
Oh.
Pink at dawn, sailors be warned.
Oh, okay.
Or red, it's red.
Red.
Red at night, sailors delight.
Oh. Red okay. I don't know these old shanty tunes or whatever. Sailor tunes.
It's red at dawn, your storms are coming.
I thought that meant like that someone had gotten killed. There was blood.
Storms are coming.